Hello, music lovers. This is Spike Jones inviting you to come with us to the Opera House for a City Slicker performance of the opera Carmen. The conductor ascends the podium, stamps his foot for attention. And from the basement, he conducts the overture. Curtain rises on Act One. We see the outside of the Seville Bubblegum Factory. The happy bubblegum girls are singing.
We're the girls, yes, we're the girls that make the best bubblegum. Chew our gum, you'll never stop. All day long you'll pop and pop. You'll blow and blow.
Shh!
Until at last you blow your top.
Carmen enters. She's a beautiful girl who weighs 300 pounds. She is supposed to fill out the role of the soprano. She not only fills it out, she overflows it. Carmen sings of her new sweetheart, Escapillo the Toreador.
I'm in love with a wonderful man.
She's in love with a wonderful man. Hold you near.
No, no, no.
Well, does he whisper words of love in your ear?
No, no, no.
Does he enjoy pitching moves?
Uh-uh.
What does this toreador do?
All he likes to do is throw the ball.
Does this toreador like to spark when he's holding you close in the dark?
No, no, no.
Carmen hits a note so high that she cracks the record. The record. The record. The record. The record. The
record. And they're off for Act Two.
Carmen sings the well-known vivace pizzicato poco allegro moderato from the third movement of the Andante Allegretto. Exhausted, she returns to her dressing room. While she is resting, the soldiers march into town. We hear the band in the distance. Schmose is in command.
I'm the famous Don Schmose. Army life is good, I say, but oh, how I hate to march.
Cause somebody soaked his shorts in starch.
Now I'm gonna drill my men, make them march from 8 to 10. I'll make them march till they sweat.
If we do, we're sure to get.
Don Schmose sees Carmen for the first time. She is crying. The tears are running down her ears. You see, her eyes are very far apart. He feels sorry for her and asks her to marry him as he sings. as he sings. I say, as he sings. Now, you bonehead!
Carmen, darling, please marry me. Oh, be my little bumblebee. You're the honey that'll sweeten our lives.
Instead of children, we'll both have hives.
They'll both have hives!
I cannot marry you, my Don, 'cause I'm in love with another one. He fights the ball in the arena.
I could do that if I ate farina. Oh, yes, I could.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Oh, yes, I could.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Oh, yes, I could.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Oh, yes, I could.
The Toreador's for me.
Oh, no, that cannot be.
The Toreador's for me.
Oh, no, that cannot be.
The Toreador's for me.
Oh, no.
She's right, Schmoze. The Toreador's for her. The curtain goes up for Act Three. Oops, pulled it up too soon. Anyway, Carmen goes to a gypsy camp to have her fortune told. Gypsy band finishes playing. And all the gypsies take off their earmuffs. Carmen finds an old gypsy and asks him to tell her fortune. She wants to know who she's going to marry, Don Schmoze or Escapillo.
Oh, gypsy, will you look and see what future is in store for me?
Give me your hand and please be calm, and I will try and read your palm.
Ridiculous. Be careful with my palm, I'm ticklish.
That does sound odd and quite ridiculous.
Oh, yes, it's true. I'm very ticklish. I'm very, 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 very ticklish.
I see by you soon will. And you'll have. Or maybe even four or five. Then you will. And he'll be. Then what will it really great to be alive?
But if I, then will I, or will he? You know something, you're ticklish too.
Act Three ends. Carmen exits to cure her hiccups, and the curtain comes down. Unfortunately, it misses her. Carmen doesn't know which one to marry, Escapillo or Don Schmoze, So she writes a letter on her typewriter to Escapilla the Toreador, telling him of her plan.
Here's what I've decided to do. There'll be a bullfight between you two.
The finale takes place in the bullfighting arena. In one corner, we have Escapilla the Toreador, weighing 240 pounds. In the other corner, Don Schmoze, dressed up as the bull, weighing 32 pounds. And there's the bell for the first round.
There's Don Schmoze, he's dressed up as a bull. Now Escapilla gives his tail a pull. Escapilla scared of being gored, so he takes out his sword. He starts to swing and sway at Don Schmoze, who's getting pretty bored.
Don Schmoze goes back to his dressing room. He decides to double-cross Escapilla by sending in a real bull. But Don Schmoze is nearsighted, and instead he sends in a cow. And there's the bell for round two. Escapilla drowns in the milk. He dies a grade A death. Don Schmoze wins Carmen. And as the final curtain comes down, they each put a piece of bubble gum in their mouth, and we see them chewing their way off into the distance.
Chew.
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 Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew. Chew.